A five-year battle for top secret documents on Australia's covert activity in East Timor has hit another obstacle. A Canberra academic has been trying to force ASIS to release historic records about its missions there in the 1970s. But now the Overseas Spy Agency has asked the Attorney General to step in. Andrew Green prepared this report.
The emotion here last night was so strong that we, all three of us, felt we should be able to reach out into the warm night air and touch it. Greg Shackleton at an unnamed village, which we'll remember forever, in Portuguese Timor.
In October 1975, Channel 7 journalist Greg Shackleton sent his final report from East Timor. Within hours, he and four other Australian newsmen were murdered by Indonesian forces at Balabo. Since 2014, Canberra-based academic Clinton Fernandez has been trying to uncover what Australian officials knew in the days leading up to the killings.
It is not in Australia's national interest to hide 45-year-old documents from the public.
Last year, the head of the Australian Secret Intelligence Service fronted the Administrative Appeals Tribunal to argue his spy agency was not yet ready to release its historic records. Now there's a new twist.
The Director General of ASIS, Paul Simon, has asked Attorney General Christian Porter to sign a public interest immunity certificate, which would allow him to testify in secret.
Professor Fernandez says if that occurs, it'll be a big setback.
If Christian Porter signs that public interest certificate, it would allow the head of ASIS and the head of the AAT to be the only people in the room, and even the applicant, namely myself, would be excluded from hearing the reasons why they want to keep 45-year-old documents secret.
Is there a danger that anything in these documents may damage Australia's standing in the world?
No, I don't believe so. These documents relate to 1975. There is simply nothing in the geopolitics of it that would prevent the release of these materials. What it would prevent, of course, is embarrassment to the agencies about whether they knew about the killing of the Balabo Five in advance and even afterwards.
A spokesman for Christian Porter has told Saturday AM the Attorney General can't comment on what he'll do because the case is currently before the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. The next AAT hearing will occur towards the end of the month, but before then, Professor Fernandez is appealing directly to him.
It all rests with Christian Porter. It's quite likely that in the heat of an election campaign, he will try and sign off on these certificates the eve of the election in order to bury the story.
Canberra academic Professor Clinton Fernandez, Andrew Green reporting there.